About 5 years ago, I was lying on a hospital bed, wrestling with faith, asking whether I have to suffer with this debilitating sickness. You see, there was so much going on ahead of me, in my family, in my career, and even in the ministry. For me, during that time, my predicament doesn't make sense. And I can assure you, the faith that I thought to be steadfast is shaken to its core. My brother, who is taking care of me during that time, shared a YouTube link about a preaching on suffering. And you see, God used that powerful preaching of a very gifted and eloquent preacher to calibrate my perspective and alleviate my fears. That resulted to many breakthroughs in my personal walk with the Lord. And since then, I became an avid follower of that great preacher and apologist. That preacher is Ravi Zacharias. On February 11 of this year, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries released a 12-page report about its founder. It confirmed abuse by Zacharias at day spas he owned in Atlanta and uncovers additional victims in the U.S., as well as evidence of sexual abuse in Thailand, India, and Malaysia. Zacharias solicited and received hundreds of images of women, including some that showed the women naked, until a few months before his death in May last year at age 74. He used tens of thousands of dollars of ministry funds to pay massage therapists, providing them housing, schooling, and monthly support for extended periods of time. And I can assure you, my dear brothers and sisters, we are now at the latter days of the end times, and this will continue. Sabi nga po sa salita ng Panginoon, in the last days, many will fall away. And as we've once again learned, the flagrantly sinful double life of a prominent Christian leader, we are reminded not to trust on ourselves but on God alone. Amen po ba? To never say never, to humble ourselves before men and before God, and to examine closely our relationship with Him. To be even more prayerful for yourself, for your pastors, your church leaders, your spouse, and whomever else God has put in your life. You see, we need God's protection from the real and ever-present temptations of self-sufficiency, as well as from our capacity to deceive ourselves and then rationalize our behaviors. The truth is this. Sabi po ng isang manunulat, sabi po niya, mga kapatid, there is no limitation to the human capacity to justify himself. In the book of Proverbs, sin is described as folly. It makes us dumb. When we are buried in sin, we become fools, actually convincing ourselves that we can get away with it. And sadly, as sin takes us deeper than we ever imagined possible, others are dragged along into our self-deception. Sin always leaves other victims, human beings made in the image of God and for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died. In one of the letters to the churches found in the book of Revelation, we will see a deep, sovereign warning against the sin of self-sufficiency. And as I preach this message to you and to myself, I exhort you to humble yourselves and be ready to receive instructions, to make an honest assessment of your relationship with the Lord, and obey. Amen po ba? But first, let us take a look at the background of this book. Jesus Christ is the divine author of Revelation. He describes coming events to Apostle John, and John recorded this vision while imprisoned on the island of Patmos in the mid-90s AD. This book is addressed specifically to seven first century churches in the Roman province of Asia, now the Western Turkey. But the message is for all churches everywhere. You see, Jesus Christ is present among his churches through his Holy Spirit. He knows their trials, their triumphs, and even their failures. God is presently holding back his wrath and preventing his enemies' effort to destroy the church. He patiently gathers his redeemed people through their witness for Jesus. You know, the present disasters that we are encountering right now, including this COVID pandemic, are warnings of increasing judgment to come. And as overcomers, believers will continue their faithful testimony to death. You see, Satan attacks the church's perseverance and purity through persecution, deceptive teaching, and the temptations of wealth and sensual pleasure. But praise God, Jesus, the triumphant Word of God, will defeat and destroy all his enemies. The old heaven and earth, permeated with sin, marked by suffering, will be replaced by new heaven and earth. And the church, na kung saan tayo po ay kabilang, will be presented as a pure bride to her husband, the Lamb. As John MacArthur put it in his commentary, this is the only biblical book that comes with a blessing for the one who listens to it being read and explained and then responds in obedience. So basahin niyo po itong Book of Revelations, mga kapatid. You see, there is a general movement from the things that John saw to the things that are, and then to the things that are to take place after this, which refers to the revelation of future events in history. In the things which are, from chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 22, we will read the letters to the seven churches. This is where we get our passage this morning. So please open your Bible with me in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. And eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and I will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Blessed be the God who gives us his truths and his words. This passage is the last of the seven letters of Christ to the churches in Asia Minor, addressed to Laodicea. This letter has no commendation, only condemnation. Laodicea is located in the Lycus River Valley, southwest area of Phrygia. This city became the wealthiest and most important commercial center in the region, now situated near the modern city of Denizli in Turkey. It was primarily known for three industries: banking, wool, and medicine, notably its eye salve. The wealth and abundance of Laodicea was also enjoyed by many believers in the church. But they have one inadequacy: their water supply. Laodicea received its water through an aqueduct coming from a spring 4 miles to the south. The waters of neighboring Hierapolis, however, were famous for its hot springs and would have provided a contrast with the tepid aqueduct water in Laodicea. By contrast, also, there was Colossae, which had ice-cold springs, but nothing like this was found in Laodicea. Most likely, my dear brothers and sisters, the church began through the ministry of Epaphras, since he is the one who founded the close-by neighbor Colossian church. Mga kapatid, this church illustrates and speaks to the church in our present time, our modern period of materialism, consumerism, self-sufficiency, individualism, religiosity, and apostasy. So let's now dig into this letter, the sin of self-sufficiency. But first, mga kapatid, the most important thing to consider is to discuss and establish the description of the one who is examining and addressing this church. Amen? No other than our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's read verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this. The word angel there means messenger. It can mean heavenly messenger. But we know that angels are never leaders in the church. Therefore, in this context, the letter is given to a human messenger, which could be the pastor or the elder from the church. And then in that verse, we will read Christ's threefold description of himself. And as we read this description, my dear brothers and sisters, I hope that our worship and reverence for our Lord Jesus Christ is stirred in our hearts. Amen po ba? Ang sabi po dyan, first, the word amen literally means so be it, a common biblical expression signifying certainty and genuineness. His words are reliable. If he says something will happen, so be it. It will happen. You can know with complete certainty that it will come to pass. You see, God's promises and unconditional covenants are guaranteed and affirmed by the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God of truth. Sabi nga niya po sa John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Second, makikita po natin dyan, the faithful and true witness. It emphasizes that he is perfectly trustworthy and faithful to his word. It goes with the word amen. What he says will happen, he is faithful, he is trustworthy. He is perfectly accurate witness to the truths of God. Thirdly, makikita po natin dyan sa verse na yan, the beginning of the creation. Actually, this corrects a heresy that Christ was created being. Hindi po, mga kapatid. He is the beginning, which literally means He is the beginner, the originator, the initiator of creation, in the firstborn of creation. That is the most preeminent, supreme person. Sabi nga po sa John 1:3. Sabi po sa John 1:3, all things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Yung pong Greek word na ginamit po dyan sa salitang beginning is the word arche, which means first in rank or ruler. Actually, that is really what He is referring to here. In other words, He is the source of creation. Sabi po sa Revelation 22, I am the first, the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Dito po sa threefold description na ito ng ating Panginoong Jesus, He is saying that as the one who is the creator, as the one who is the source of creation, I am telling you the truth. What I can say you would do well if you listen to it. It is of your best interest if you heed my advice. Blessed po tayo dito sa church na ito ng mga kapatiran po natin ng mga doctors, di ba? Napakarami pong doctors dito na ating mga kapatiran. At dito po, mga kapatid, sa passage na ito, makikita natin that Jesus is like a kind-hearted doctor giving an accurate assessment of a seriously ill patient. What exactly his condition, the causes of conditions, and then He provides the cure. Okay? Makikita po natin dyan yung condition, the causes of the condition, and the cure that Christ provide. Okay? Alam po, doon po sa chapter 1, verse 14, second part, no, ng Revelation. Chapter 1, verse 14, second part. Makikita natin doon, His eyes were like a flame of fire. Alam niyo po ang ibig sabihin niyan, it's like a laser that penetrate into the depth of His church, yung kanyang mata, mga kapatid. At sabi nga po ng manunulat ng Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, and there was no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Wala po tayong maitatago sa ating Panginoon, Jesus. Okay? He knows all things. So, pagdating po ng verse 15 to 16, makikita po natin dyan ang serious condition of this church. So, basahin po natin, mga kapatid, verse 15 to 16. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. They are lukewarm, tepid, maligamgam. Okay? Ito pong church na ito. Sabi ko nga po sa inyo kanina, Laodicea had dirty, tepid water that flowed for miles through an underground aqueduct. And visitors, because they are not accustomed to it, once they tasted it, they immediately spit it out. Okay? Yan po ang kondisyon ng tubig dyan sa Laodicea. Mga kapatid, yung pong salitang cold, okay, is the Greek word psokros. Sorry po kung hindi ko napupronounce ng tama, no, yung Greek word. But I cannot help but to put it here in my manuscript. The word psokros, which means chilly, an allusion to Colossae, which had cold springs. So my point is, cold water is refreshing. Di ba? It provides refreshment to the weary. Okay? Alam po namin yan, dahil kami po from during weekends, nagbabike po kami, no? At being exposed for many hours into the sun, after sometimes we will have to drink cold water, it is such a repressing experience, mga kapatid, no? And then makikita rin po natin dyan yung hot. It is the Greek word sestos, a word which means boiling hot, an allusion to Hierapolis, which had hot springs. And we know that hot water has a healing or soothing effect upon the sick. Di ba? Pagka meron tayong kabag, gumagamit po tayo ng hot compress. Di ba, mga kapatid? Okay? Or to soothe an aching and sore joints and muscles. So, the same idea is described in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Basahin po natin yon. If you can go there quickly, Romans 12, verse 11. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Here, Paul is giving a warning to Roman believers that they are not to lag behind in diligence. But at the same time, he also exhorting them to be fervent. Yan po yung word na sestos. Okay? In spirit, serving the Lord. Actually, this is a cause-in-effect relationship. If you lag behind in diligence, you will not be fervent in spirit serving the Lord. And vice versa, if you are not fervent in spirit serving the Lord, you will lag behind in diligence. So, mga kapatid, ito pong hot dito refers to spiritual fervor, sestos, zealousness for the things of God. And this, the condition of this church was one of spiritual indifference. They were spiritually apathetic. They were lukewarm. They were not hot and they were not cold. Alam niyo po mga kapatid, nung nagmi-ministeryo pa ang ating Panginoong Jesus dito sa lupa, he frequently equates deeds with a person's spiritual true state or true spiritual state. For example, if you go to Matthew chapter 7 verses 16 to 17, makikita na po natin dyan, sabi po ng Panginoon, by their fruit you will recognize them. Every good tree bears good fruit. Clearly, mga kapatid, makikita natin dito, the lukewarm deeds of the Laodiceans were not evidence of true salvation. The deeds of truly regenerated believer will be hot or cold. That is, they will benefit the world in some way and reflect the spiritual passion of a transformed life. Let me just repeat that. The deeds of a truly regenerated believer will be hot or cold. That is, they will benefit the world in some way and reflect the spiritual passion of a transformed life. Lukewarm deeds, however, and I hope you will listen to this, those done without joy, those done without love, and without the fire of the Spirit, actually do harm to the watching world. And please, as you listen to this, I want you to examine yourselves. Lukewarm are those who claim to know God but live as though He doesn't exist. Recall, how do you respond to trials and problems in your life? Do you respond as if God doesn't exist? They may go to church and practice a form of religion, but their inner state is one of self-righteous complacency. They claim to be Christians, but their hearts are unchanged, and their hypocrisy is sickening to God. And just like the dirty, tepid water of Laodicea, these self-deceived hypocrites sickened Christ. Kaya nga po niya sinabi, mga kapatid, I will spit you out of my mouth, sabi po ni Kristo. Alam niyo po yung salitang spit dyan. In Greek, it means to vomit. Medyo mahina po yung salitang spit sa ating pagkakaunawa, di ba? Pero sa Griego po, ang ibig pong sabihin ng spit dyan is to vomit. Okay? And the warning here is for us to be aware of spiritual apathy, mga kapatid. Do not let yourself get there. Do not let yourself become spiritually lukewarm, doing things of the Lord without joy and without love and without the fervor of the Spirit. Bakit po? It ruins your Christian testimony. It does harm to the church and to the watching world. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, lukewarmness is a sin that leads to spiritual indifference towards God and towards His cause. In verse 17, we will see the causes of this spiritual indifference. First, in verse 17, first part, sabi po dyan, we read, "Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing." Alam niyo po kung anong tawag dyan? Yan po ang self-sufficiency, mga kapatid. Laodicean church were a self-sufficient church, and so they thought they had no need for anyone to help them. They have enough money. They had everything they needed. They did not need help, especially not from God. They were a church with material wealth, and along with that came an arrogant, proud, self-sufficient attitude. Para po sila yung Laodicean city na kung saan nandito po yung church na ito. This city was so wealthy and so self-sufficient that when an earthquake destroyed the city in AD 60, the Roman government offered to subsidize the rebuilding of the city, but they rejected the help. Okay? You see, mga kapatid, people, and even Christian, kung hindi po tayo maingat, who are trusting in themselves and their wealth and in their resources or what they thought their wealth could buy them, have these claims. Okay? Sabi po dyan sa verse na yan, "I am rich." They had an abundance of material blessings, but by this statement, it shows that they were proud and trusting in that richness as though wealth had the power to give them security and happiness. Ano pa po? And have become wealthy. They continued to add to their wealth. Not only was wealth was a sign of security, happiness, and success, but the truth is, it never really satisfies, and people will continue to want more. And ano pa po makikita natin dyan? And have need of nothing. They were so well off, they thought they needed help, neither from man or neither from God. You see, they had bought into this satanic delusion that they can do things on their own, to figure out things on their own. They didn't need to trust God. Because they are so well off, they could simply go out and buy whatever they need or desired. There was no need to wait on the Lord, no need to put Him first. In other words, they sought their security in their talents, their abilities, their human resources, and in their financial wealth. And as a result, mga kapatid, they neglected the Lord and biblical values that they used to have. They neglected real service or ministry even to others. Of course, mga kapatid, I'm not saying that having wealth and material possession is wrong. It is not wrong as long as you do not look to that wealth for your security and for your contentment in this life. Because when we begin to put our trust in those things, in what we have instead of God, instead of in God alone, we are in danger of moving towards the state of spiritual lukewarmness and spiritual apathy. And the warning is for us to beware of self-sufficiency. Mga kapatid, please do not lose your sense of dependence on God. Do not lose your sense of your needing Him. Alam niyo, napakabuti po ng ating Panginoon. I can say this, okay, with so much truth, no, coming from my heart, mga kapatid. Napakabuti po ng Panginoon. He addresses this issue in our lives. How? He allows trials and difficult situations in our lives to address this issue, to win us out from dependence on ourselves, to win us out from the enticement of this world by giving us trials and difficulties in our lives, mga kapatid, so that we could be even more dependent on Him. And yet, mga kapatid, kung mali po ang pagtugon nyo sa mga trials and difficulties na ito, instead of trusting Him, ito ang magiging issue. Your heart could be hardened, okay, if we do not see it that way. Na yung mga trials and temptations are blessing coming from God so that you would depend on Him even more in your life. Okay? Subalit kung mali po ang tugon natin dyan sa mga trials na yata, nakikita lang natin na kahirapan yung mga yan, it could actually result to, you know, yung tendency po natin to become self-sufficient. But I can tell you that being self-sufficient is tiring and it's dangerous. Okay? So yan po ang isang kadahilanan na ito pong spiritual indifference na ito. Self-sufficiency. Ano pa po makikita natin sa second part of verse 17? Let us read. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They are self-deceived, mga kapatid. What is dangerous about their condition is not so much their condition, although that is dangerous. What is more dangerous is that they do not have a clue as to their condition. They do not know how far they have gone from the Lord. Ito po ang issue. They are self-deceived already, mga kapatid. Makikita po natin yung salitang wretched. It is the Greek word talipros, which means from the word talai, meaning to bear, to undergo. And there is another word, pros, which means hard and callous. So the use of this word suggests that they were wretched in the sense that they were bearing severe calluses on their soul, hardened against the truths of God. Mga kapatid, ano pa po? Miserable means pitiable. It describes one in such a state that he becomes the object of extreme pity, like a beggar. And the real pity is that they were like a drunk in the cold. They could not feel their condition. Alam ko po ito dahil nung araw po yung dad ko po ay magiinom, no? At sa kanyang pagiinom, he wants to stay outside and sleep outside. Hindi niya alam na sobrang lamig doon because of the effect of alcohol in his body. Ito po yung situation nito. Ito pong Laodicean church na ito. Ano pa po? Poor is, makikita na, poor. It is beggarly. This word refers to one who begs for crumbs, trying to fill his hunger or craving. You see, those who try to find happiness and security in the details of life are like beggars, trying to exist on crumbs. Ano pa po? They were blind. They were without spiritual insight. They were walking in darkness. Their eyes were bad, and so their whole body was full of darkness. Ganyan po ang sinasabi sa Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Opo, mga kapatid, this is the heart of their problem. It was spiritual blindness, poor spiritual insight, or lack of biblical perspective. Mga kapatid, this is something that we must not ignore. The problem of seeking happiness in the treasures of the world is the issue of the heart. And the problem of blindness or poor spiritual eyesight, yan po, mga kapatid, ang issue na itong church na ito. Further, makikita po natin dyan that they were naked. Naked is the Greek word gymnos, from which we get our word gymnasium or gymnasium. It meant to be totally without clothes or to be poorly clothed, dressed in rags. Though they were rich, ito pong city na ito, they manufactured in war expensive clothing, and though they made eye salve, they were spiritually speaking in pitiful condition. And there's a warning for us, mga kapatid. Warning of spiritual blindness because of an attitude of self-sufficiency. Okay? It will prevent us from seeing our need for Christ. When we do not see our need for Christ, we are in a very dangerous situation. So are you still trying to do things of God on your own strength? Or is there any undealt sin in your life that you are still trying to hide and try to solve it on your own? My dear friend, I exhort you to repent, seek help, seek accountability, go for counseling by all means. Alam niyo po, sabi po ni Peter sa kanyang sulat, ang mga leaders po natin are meant for difficult times. You should realize that ang mga leaders are instituted by God, pastors and elders. They are meant for difficult times so that you can go to them for counseling, for word of God. If you are having some issues, don't wag mo solohin. Go for counseling. Schedule for counseling. Okay, don't be self-sufficient trying to solve your problem on your own. This is why the church is built, for us to build one another in this aspect. Amen po ba? So, Laodicean condition is one of spiritual indifference caused by self-sufficiency and self-deception. Pero mga kapatid, makikita po natin sa mga susunod na verses, starting verse 18 until verse 20, Christ here offers the cure. Let us read verse 18. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. So ano po ang cure dito, mga kapatid? Ang sabi po ni Kristo, be spiritually rich. Be spiritually rich. Ang sabi niya po dyan, buy from me. Now, how can you buy from Christ what is only given through faith? Alam niyo po, dito po natin ma-appreciate ang salita ng ating Panginoon. Makikita po natin yung konsepto na yan sa sinulat po ni Isaiah. Please go there quickly in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Okay? Nandun na po kayo? Sabi niya po dyan, Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what it is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I will come, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Yung pong salitang buy dyan, mga kapatid, stands for the concept to acquire or gain. And no one can actually buy these things from Christ. Okay? Amen po ba? Nag-gets po natin yon? So, he only uses this word as a medium to carry their thoughts from the material world and material wealth to the spiritual world and the need of spiritual wealth that can only be received by faith. And they can only be bought only from Christ. Okay? So ano po yung mga bagay that can be acquired in Christ? Sabi niya po diyan, makikita natin, gold. Here, the Lord counsels the church to turn to Him for true riches. And gold is the picture of faith produced by God's word by which men bring the spiritual riches of Christ into their lives. Okay, pag nakita niya po yung salitang gold yan, okay, it pictures a picture of faith produced by God's word. Okay? Sabi nga po ni Peter sa kanyang sinulat sa 1 Peter 1:7, so that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, in glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Ano pa po? Sabi ng Panginoon, buy from me white clothes. Okay? Pag sinabi pong white clothes, mayroon pong two categories yan. First, for the unbeliever. This refers to the righteousness of Christ which is imputed to the person at the point of faith in Christ. Okay? And then second, for the believer. It would refer to the experiential righteousness, the fruit of the Spirit, the act of righteousness from living in the Word and walking in fellowship by abiding in Christ. Okay? And ano pa po? Buy from me, I solve. Okay? Of course, this has something to do with spiritual sight and most likely refers to the person and work of the Holy Spirit as God's anointing who anoints our eyes to understand, to discern His Word. So yun po, mga kapatid, ang cure, ang isang cure. Be spiritually rich. So verse 19, let us read, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. So ano pa po yung cure? Be repentant, mga kapatid. God, of course, loves the unconverted, di ba? So John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Di ba? Makikita po natin doon. Yung pong salitang reprove and discipline often refer to God's convicting and punishing the unregenerate. Kagaya po ng sinasabi ni Pablo kay Timoteo sa 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. With gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of truths. Opo, mga kapatid, Christ disciplines because He loves. Kaya ang sabi po niya dyan, be zealous and repent. Mga kapatid, this call is also a call for us believers. Kaya nga po, sabi ko po sa inyo kanina, examine your relationship with Christ right now. If ever you have veered away from Him to some degree, rekindle the fire. Agree with Christ's assessment and wholeheartedly repent. Nakakapagod po, mga kapatid, ang mag-run away from Him, di ho ba? Come back to Him. Sometimes it takes harsh discipline and God's reproof to shake people out of their complacency, their indifference, and their lukewarmness. Amen po ba? So nakita po natin, be spiritually rich, be repentant. Sa verse 20, basahin po natin, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Ano po ang sinasabi sa atin dyan, mga kapatid? Be responsive sa pagkatok ng ating Panginoon. Yung pong salitang I stand is in the perfect tense, which point to action completed with continuing results and marks out the loving patience of the Lord and His desire for our fellowship. Sabi niya po diyan, I stand at the door and knock. Of course, this is not the common interpretation of Christ knocking on a person's heart. The context is that Christ was seeking to enter this church that bore his name but is dead and became indifferent to him and for his cause. So that if one member would recognize his spiritual bankruptcy and respond in faith, he would enter the church. Nais ko pong tumigil tayo pansamantala dito sa point na ito, mga kapatid. At atin po itong namnamin na mabuti, no? Remember at this time, He is the risen Lord. Amen? He ascended to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Di ko ba? Mga kapatid, He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All power under heaven has been bestowed upon Him for His disposal. And yet, mga kapatid, here He is, ang ating Panginoong Jesus, knocking at the door of this spiritually apathetic church. Wanting to have fellowship with anyone who will hear and let him enter in repentance. Yung pong salitang dine, mga kapatid, is an allusion to the ancient Greek meal that is shared by friends with very close relationship and affection. I will dine with him, sabi niya po dyan. And here, Christ is the host. Siya pa yung manlilibre. Mga kapatid, what a Savior we have, di ba? What a Savior we have. So anong pwede mong gawin dyan? Respond when He is calling to you. Respond when He is speaking to you. So yun po, mga kapatid, ang cure na ibinigay ng Panginoon. Be spiritually rich. Ano pa po, mga kapatid? Be repentant. Be responsive. Now, while this call is primarily directed to church, I do believe that this call is also called to unbelievers. If you are listening to me right now and unsure of your standing before God, you know this, if you are saved or not. This message is also for you. You see, God demonstrated His love and gave His only begotten Son to become man like you and me. Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay the penalty of your sin because He is loving to you, He is merciful to you. And Jesus rose again from the dead to reconcile you to God. This is the gift of salvation that God offers through His Son, Jesus Christ. And this offer is free. Wherever you are right now, as you listen to me, repent, therefore. Repent of your sin. Acknowledge your sinfulness before God. And in faith, acknowledge Christ as your only Savior. And surrender your life to Him as your Lord. Please, I'm pleading with you. Be responsive and be saved. Mga kapatid, in verse 21, we will see the promise of Christ to those who will respond. Let us read verse 21. He who overcomes, I will grant to him and sit down with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne. Mga kapatid, true believers are overcomers. Amen? True believers are overcomers. In 1 John 5, verses 4 to 5, ang sabi po doon ni Juan, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 21 is a figurative expression, meaning that we will share the privilege and authority that Christ enjoys as we reign with Him in the future. He promises us that as believers, we will one day rule with Him in His kingdom. One day, we will be ruling with Him, sitting with Him on His throne. What a promise to those who will heed Christ's call to humility and repentance. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? And as I end Jesus' message to the Laodiceans has a powerful application po sa atin, mga kapatid. We face the pressure of corruption all around us and are daily confronted by moral decline within our society. The demonic teaching and ideologies that are being bombarded to us, mga kapatid. The economic fear, the pandemic, family problems and ailments and other spiritual attacks are really overwhelming right now, continually sa buhay po natin. All designed to shake our faith and to uproot God's truths in our hearts. The ease that can come with abundance can ultimately have damaging effect. It becomes very easy to relax or grip on the word and slow the pace of our pursuit of God worship in our lives. Our sinful nature desires more than anything else to be independent from anything or anyone who would rule over us, and that includes God. We think freedom is to be found in doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it, apart from the authority of God. Alam niyo po, this listless and self-absorbed Christian life is the lukewarm condition that Jesus condemned in the church of Laodicea. Lukewarmness in our spiritual walk will result to spiritual indifference. Spiritual indifference is rooted in self-sufficiency and self-deception. Sabi po ni Pablo sa 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "Therefore, let the one who thinks he stands watch out that he does not fall." And Jeremiah in his book gave us a poignant assessment of who we really are. Chapter 17, verse 9. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Mga kapatid, so magtitiwala pa ba tayo sa sarili natin, mga kapatid? The heart is deceitful. Yung ginagamit po nating pang-assess sa sarili po natin is corrupt, defective instrument. Sabi po dyan, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" No one. Magtitiwala pa ba tayo sa sarili natin? "Therefore, in humility and faith, we must look to God for everything. He will meet us in our place of need. He will even meet us in our places of needs when we don't even realize we need it yet." It is so liberating, my dear brothers and sisters, to know there is God who is in full control. Amen po ba? Na pwede nating pagkatiwalaan ng buhay natin. It is not us. It is not even about us. It's about Him, mga kapatid. When Christ is sitting in His rightful place on the throne of our lives, we begin living the life we were designed by God to live. It is a life that is created by God to be lived for God and to be lived in God. Hindi po natin alam kung itong Laodicean church na ito heeded the warning or not. We don't know. The city was once prosperous, but they are complacent. Now, it was a miserable waste. Sabi nga po ng isang 21st century traveler, nothing can exceed the desolation and melancholy appearance of the site of Laodicea. The question is this, will we heed these warnings or will our lives become a similar desolation? Amen. Can we just sing, mga kapatid, yung pong kinanta natin kanina? Second song.
Praise God. Tayo po itumayo before Brother Gary closes. Let's sing that song, Behold the Throne of God Above. The message is so appropriate to our situation, and it is very much in line with the call that we've been making to fight for our devotion to God. When we are lukewarm, it is an indication that we fail to gaze upon the throne of our Lord. We are lacking in looking to Him. Kulang po sa ating pananaw, sa ating pagtingin ang kaluluwatian ng Panginoon. When we are lukewarm, it's because we look more at the situations around us, at our present condition, more than beholding our God ruling over every detail in our lives from His throne in heaven. And so in this song, it is a call for us to behold Him on the throne and to keep beholding Him in our hearts.
Love, whoever lives and bleeds for.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. I know, Lord, that you're going to test these truths in our lives in the coming days and weeks and months, Lord of God. Please help us to remember, Lord of God, that indeed you are in full control of everything, Lord of God. Kung ano man po ang aming dadaanan sa buhay po namin, pagsubok man, mga paghihirap man, pagkakasakit man, Panginoon, tulungan mo po kami na patuloy lamang na tumayo sa inyong katotohanan na kayo nga po ang Diyos na hindi nagpapabaya sa kanyang mga anak. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon, sapagkat ang aming Panginoong Jesus na siyang namatay at nabuhay para sa amin at nagbigay kaparaanan ng kami ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan ay patuloy pong nananalangin para sa amin. Patuloy niya po kaming ini-encourage, patuloy niya po kaming pinapatnubayan upang ang aming buhay ay patuloy lamang na maging mabangong samyo sa inyong harapan, Panginoon. Maraming salamat po sa lahat po ng inyong kinilos ngayong umagang ito, Panginoon. Burn this message in our hearts, Lord of God. Gamitin mo po itong panggatong sa buhay po namin bilang inyong mga anak upang patuloy po kaming mabuhay ng karapat-dapat at katanggap-tanggap sa inyong harapan, Panginoon. Salamat po sa inyo, maging sa amin pong mga kaloob at alay, Lord, accomplish your purposes even. Thank you so much, Lord, sa lahat po ng blessings na inyo pong pinagkakaloob sa amin. Looban mo, Panginoon, na ang mga pagpapalang ito ay mapunta po sa patuloy na pagpapalaganap, Panginoon, ng inyong layunin dito po sa aming lugar. Mawalhati po kayong patuloy, Panginoon. Ito po ang aming sama dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Salamat po, mga kapatid. Thank you so much.